Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Kostas Tsimikas. Chelsea need Mendy again. The highest of dramas here. Tsimikas for Liverpool and wins it for Liverpool. A nerveless penalty. No wonder he's off and running. They win the FA Cup at the expense of Chelsea.
What a classic derby that was between Liverpool and Chelsea, of course. Merseysiders against Londoners, but a real matchup of two form teams. And that was the outcome of last year's FA Cup final. And that is one of the major focuses of this weekend's World of Football, because we're down to the last 32 teams in the 2023 FA Cup as such. Some wonderful matchups, some interesting matchups. But Ricardo, one of the interesting things I always find about this is a sense of romance when you look at some of the sides playing in this competition. We'll start at the top, if you like. Man City Arsenal, the draw card game.
Yeah, fantastic game. And, you know, this is the first of three times these two teams have to play each other in the next couple of months, because for some reason, the way the draws worked, they haven't played each other in the league yet. And we're talking first versus second. So, I mean, if you're the managers of these teams, if you're Pep Guardiola, if you're Mikel Arteta, you'd be thinking this is an opportunity to maybe get a mental edge over the opposition as well, Smithy.
It is, you know, and of course, the significance. Can we just talk about the significance now? Champions League, obviously, is the big goal because of the finance and there's prestige there. The EPL in terms of stability, television rights, etc. Where does the FA Cup fit in?
I think the FA Cup is third. You know, the League Cup is fourth, and I think that's the reality. There's been some talk from people in the UK saying that they really want to put the emphasis back on the FA Cup. And there was talk a while ago that there's four places, you know, the top four qualify for the Champions League, in the UK, top four of the Premier League. But maybe it should be the top three and the FA Cup winner, and then put the emphasis back on the FA Cup for those big sides.
Okay, right. Let's go down the list. We've got quite a few to get through. We won't mention them all, but what about, I mentioned the word romantic before. A great mate of mine is a fellow by the name of David Lloyd. Bumble, one of the great television cricket commentators of all time, was on the board at Accrington Stanley for a little while. They're up against Leeds. Accrington Stanley against Leeds.
Yeah, that's a great matchup, isn't it? It's what the FA Cup is all about. And Aki Stanley are battling at the moment in the third tier, League One. And they've been there for a while, to be fair. And they've been, I think you'd have to say, they've been batting above their average to be in League One with the crowds they get and the amount of revenue that they have as a club. So they've been doing very well there. They're at home. They have vociferous support. And, you know, the other thing, Smithy, you'll know all too well, Lancashire, Yorkshire, no love lost there. And it's certainly going to be a battle of that.
Be interesting, very, very interesting as we continue to go down the list here. And we come across a team by the name of Wrexham in the last 32 up against Sheffield United. And Wrexham have made the headlines for ownership as much as anything else.
Yeah, I mean, you've got Deadpool, as he's probably better known among a lot of people, Ryan Reynolds. He's done, you know, famous actor. And him and Rob McElhenney, his good friend, who's the writer and producer of a show called It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, they brought Wrexham. Have you watched the Welcome to Wrexham TV show on Disney yet, Smithy?
I have not seen it. Tell us a wee bit about it. Good.
Yeah, it's a fantastic show. And it starts with the idea of these two guys buying the club and then going through and buying it. And then it's less about the football, although there is football there. It's more about the people, you know. It's just telling stories of the people who are attached to this club, whether they work for the club, whether they're volunteers, whether they're fans, whether it's players that they're shipping out or players they're bringing in. And the whole way through it, you have Ryan and Rob, you know, sort of taking it step by step all the way through. It's a fantastic series, and I hope we get a season two. I hope we get a season two because, man, there have already been some more great storylines for Wrexham this season.
You couldn't lose Man U, you couldn't lose to Reading, could you?
Well, you never say never. You know who's in charge of Reading. Man United old boy Paul Ince is the manager there. But Reading have been rocks and diamonds this year in the Championship. They were going great guns for a while and then they dropped their bundle. So Paul Ince, I think he's doing actually a pretty good job because Reading have financially been in the pop and they had to drop a lot of players and they signed a lot of free agents because they just didn't have any money. So he's done a great job with them to keep them out of relegation, I think, is a success for Paul Ince this season. So the FA Cup probably won't be their focus, but you know, for the players, you tell the players that guys get an opportunity to come to Old Trafford and test themselves against the best or some of the best in the country. You know, as you say, that romance of the cup, you never say never when it comes to the FA Cup, Smithy, you know that.
Stoke City and Stevenage. Tell us a wee bit about Stevenage.
Yeah, Stevenage Town are a club that have, for a long time were a non-league club. And then a while ago, they got promoted out of the fifth tier into the fourth tier, and they did all right, got up to the third for a while, and then they went back down, and they had some financial issues, but they're back again, and they're battling at the top end of the of League Two, which is the fourth tier. So if all going well for them, they will be a League One or third division club next season. So this is going to be a really good battle because Stoke, you know, since the Premier League days, they've really struggled. They've hardly bothered the playoffs, and they're more often than not battling at the other end of the table. So they're trying to avoid relegation at the moment from the Championship. And, you know, if you are looking for an upset this weekend, you could do worse than Stevenage to beat Stoke, I think, because I think Stoke's eyes are very much on the league and trying to preserve their Championship status.
And go back to 1867 when Sheffield Wednesday became a factor. They played played a long, long way ago. They were actually at one stage called the Wednesday Cricket Club. That's how far back they go. They're up against Fleetwood. I've got to say, I'll throw my hands up and say, Fleetwood Mac, I know. Tommy Fleetwood, I've heard of. Fleetwood Football Club?
Yeah, Fleetwood Town. They're on the west coast, just down from Blackpool. So that's their big rivalry is Blackpool. And they're another non-league club. But, you know, over the last 20 years, we've seen a lot more non-league clubs climb into the what they call league football, which is the top four divisions, and do well. And Fleetwood Town have been quite a progressive club, a club that have really looked for players have been cut from established clubs and given them an opportunity. And there was a bloke whose name you may recognise, Jamie Vardy. They gave him his lifeline. He came through Fleetwood Town and was signed by Leicester out of Fleetwood Town. So, yeah, Fleetwood Town are a team that have yo-yoed between League One and League Two since they've been back up. They're kind of too good for League Two a lot of the time, not quite good enough for League One. And they'll be an interesting proposition for Wednesday, who are, you know, a glamorous club, as you said, storied history, but they're still in the third tier. So they did very well to knock out Newcastle, which was a really big win for them in the third round. So they knocked out Newcastle United, who are, of course, top four in the Premier League at the moment in the last round. So Sheffield Wednesday, again at home, Darren Moore, the big former West Brom centre-back, in charge there and doing a very good job.
I want to find some a little bit later in the show because we need to talk about the Auckland City Football Club who are on the other side of the world. But just as we run out of time slightly in this segment, Phoenix women look at it back after a wonderful win last weekend. And the Knicks men's side, of course, they're in Perth this weekend.
Yeah, well, actually, they're here. Perth are here this weekend.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Yeah, they've already been to Perth. But, yeah, no, that'll be a good game. Perth didn't start the season particularly well. Ruben Zadkovic, who's a former player, he's only 36. He's taken the team on this year, and it's taken a little bit of time to find his feet. But they've put a few results together, so it'll be a tough game. Perth are always, you know, a team that are more than the sum of their parts, if you look at the makeup of their on the field. There's some good players there that they've brought back. Australians who've gone over to Europe hasn't quite worked out and they've come back. So that'll be a good game. It's always a battle with Perth, as I've said. So looking forward to that one on Saturday afternoon. And then, yeah, Natalie Lawrence, hats off to her. She's done a fantastic job last week getting a win for the Phoenix women's team. She changed things around, you know. She looked at it and went... things haven't been working. You know, we've been losing games by the odd goal and they haven't been able to get the points on the board. So last week she changed things up, and Chloe Knott, who's been a bit of a playmaker for them, she kind of looked at her and thought, a bit Clayton Lewis. Let's drop her back to sit in front of the defence, and she can kind of quarterback it from there with her playmaking ability. And Betsy Hassett, who can run all day and has been playing that role, she played up front as part of a front two. And Betsy Hassett scored two, Phoenix scored five, and a great win for them. And tell you the other story there, Smithy, is Millie Clegg. Only young, only 17 still. She signed for the Phoenix as an amateur, so she doesn't spoil her opportunities for a college scholarship in the United States with football. So she's playing as an amateur. She scored one and she set one up, and she had a fantastic game. She looks a real talent.
Well, that's a hell of a story. Great sacrifice, that. Thanks, Ricardo. We'll come back to I want to talk to that Auckland City. We've got to find time for that.